With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today marks the first anniversary of President Trump's second inauguration. Prior to leaving the White House to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Trump conducted an afternoon press conference.
This is the anniversary, first anniversary, January 20th, and it's been an amazing period of time. We have a book that I'm not going to read to you, but these are the accomplishments of what we've produced.
Meanwhile, the president stirring the pot with Europe over his ongoing demand to seize control of Greenland.
European leaders are reacting to Donald Trump's latest threats with concern and dismay. The EU's top official has described planned new tariffs over Greenland as a mistake among allies. And Ursula von der Leyen called into question Trump's trustworthiness. The president said he would slap a 10% import tax on goods from eight European allies who oppose an American takeover of the Danish territory. Von der Leyen warned of a downward spiral in relations with the U.S. Greg Clugston, The White House.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson gave a landmark speech to the British Parliament today in London.
It is a profound honor to be speaking in Parliament today, to be the first U.S. Speaker of the House ever given this honor, and I take it very seriously. As proud Americans, it is as though we have returned to the spiritual birthplace of our own nation.
Johnson's speech comes in the 250th year of American independence. Indiana, not surprisingly, is number one in the final Associated Press Top 25 after finishing a 16-0 season with a victory over Miami in the college football playoff championship game last night. The Hoosiers are the third straight Big Ten national champ and number one team in the final poll following 2024's Ohio State and 2023 Michigan. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling for women in the United Kingdom.
A court has ruled that the country's national health system cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, or other changing areas. The Employment Tribunal found that the NHS transgender policy is, quote, unlawful and violates the rights of female staff. The Christian Legal Center filed suit on behalf of nurses in Durham and Darlington who were told by the NHS that if they didn't want to change clothes with men, they would have to find other accommodations. Michael Harrington reporting.
A British police chief who recommended that fans from an Israeli soccer team be banned from attending a match against an English team last year has stepped out amid criticism. Craig Guildford, the chief constable of West Midlands Police, is bowing to mounting pressure for him to quit over the controversy. A government report found that the chief's decision overstated the threat posed by the Israeli fans and understated the risk to them. This is SRN News. China's population is on the decline.
Government statistics released on Monday revealed the population fell for the fourth straight year to 1.4 billion. Births dropped in 2025 by 17% to 7.92 million. Despite lifting the one-child policy to allow three children, the fertility rate remains low. Most families cite the cost and pressure of raising a child in a highly competitive society. Keith Peters, Washington.
A powerful winter storm system is spreading snow and cold all the way from the upper Midwest into the Northeast on Monday. Lake effect snow in Michigan triggered a pileup involving more than 100 vehicles. Forecasters are warning of overnight freezing temperatures into today for parts of Florida all the way up into Southeast Georgia as well. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.